guy was once president of the greatest country on earth. You know who I mean. The self-confessed pussy grabber. Is going to be indicted this week. At least according to His Highness. And you, his loyal minions, should turn out en masse to protest my lord's unjust incarceration. Well, at least he says he'll be locked up. Which, of course, is fairly improbable. But hey, the point is that he's being scapegoated once again. Another of the interminable witch hunts, endless investigations, non-stop attacks on a poor innocent president in exile. Maybe it's fitting that the first of those indictments is the one regarding the hush money to keep his short but spectacular affair with the porn star Stormy Daniels from sinking his political aspirations. It's not a crime to pay off Ms. Daniels, but it may very well be if it was an unreported campaign contribution. Mr. Trump, Tiny, if you care to use Stormy's nickname, has been tweeting a usual storm about his paramour, the usual bullying stuff, but he's met his match with the porn queen. So, Tiny it is. No doubt a reference to the man's intellect. Tiny wants us to hit the streets this week. Take back America. You know, the one he made great again, that one. But now the MAGA crowd wants you to stay home. It's hard to know quite what to do in these complicated times. Their argument is that, apparently unbeknownst to Tiny, the feds and the cops will embed agitators in the crowds protesting Tiny's arrest. Or more likely, his indictment. Either way, just like the January 6th protests where patriotic citizens were compromised by evil FBI agents who turned a peaceful gathering into a bloody and violent insurrection. A similar event is likely given the entrenched deep state who hate Tiny and America. Obviously, these people stop at nothing to destroy our country. I'm in an impasse here, I guess. To protest or not to protest, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and, by opposing, end them. To die, to sleep, no more. And by asleep, to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. It's an old age quandary. But I suspect we'll get more than a few chances to decide whether to hit the streets to support Tiny or stay home to prevent the damn government from co-opting us. Either way, Tiny's day in court is coming. Not just once, but plenty more where that came from.